Can we afford to keep today a holiday? This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. We will know shortly whether retailers survive Christmas. Retailers like Macy's did all they could, staying open 24/7.
That's exactly what our customers have been asking for, is extended hours, and what better time to do it than during the holiday season?
Retail analysts cross their fingers.
We think there's going to be a surge in shopping these last few days.
And yet, even with 24/7 shopping, discounts, all that stimulus money, all those AIG folks with big bonuses to spend, still, no one can be sure the consumer is really back. The government offers a free lunch, and no one's hungry. Who thought people would actually listen to all those sermons about taking the materialism out of Christmas? Which leaves only one thing: to de-holiday Christmas. To push. The push to get nativity scenes and other religious items into public places has succeeded in spreading the message that Christmas is about Christ, that it's a religious holiday. One website even sells Christmas trees with an embedded cross. So the war is won. Christ is back in Christmas. But now that this is once again a religious holiday, it means that by keeping this religious feast a national day off, we're giving it the kind of recognition that no other religious holiday gets. The Jews don't get a national day off. The Muslims don't get one. And we need the extra shopping day. But no, everybody's at home. Even me, I recorded this yesterday. Christmas needs to be a regular day again. One more chance for Americans to back the Astro van up to the Costco and stuff it until the tires pop. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.